How are things? How are you feeling?
Good. Been working out for a while now. Everything's been progressing nicely forward, and with the goal of being ready and fully ready to go for spring training and start swinging this week and see how that goes, and just kind of keep moving forward as we have been all winter, and it's been pretty happy with the progress so far. So.
Have you been surprised at how long the process has been?
Yep. It's I guess the one thing I've learned is it's as much as whenever I want to be ready or how badly I want to be out there, it's not up to me. It's up to however long it takes to heal, and I think anyone that's been through it knows the frustration of it and the timeline. And it's as much as you want to play in the playoffs or be ready for spring training or whatever it is, it's kind of got its own timeline, and you kind of have to go along with that as frustrating as it is. But, it's life, and things could be a lot worse. So,
what have you been able to do in terms of exertion up to this point?
Oh, I'm pretty much up to normal. Everything's, especially in the last week, I think everything's kind of started to get back to where I'd normally be at this time. I'm miles ahead of where I was at this point last year. So, I haven't done any baseball activity, so it's kind of hard to tell. I started playing a little bit of catch this week and started taking some dry swings, but the swinging's been more limited to the fact of the wrist surgery than anything. And obviously I can't predict the future and see how things are going to go, but I've been pretty happy with the way it's gone so far. And hopefully baseball activities will continue to do that and get to spring training feeling good.
After effects of exertion.
That has been really the thing that's kind of got me the whole way along. It seems like find a way to get through most of the stuff, and then usually I'll find out a couple hours later and if it's still there. I'm not going to say I haven't had that at all this winter. It's happened, and it's let me know that there still is something going on there. But for the most part, especially in the last month, it's been a lot better. I think we learned a lot last winter of trying to not to get to that point where it feels bad. Get to a point of do enough to work and get ready for the season, but try not to do too much. It's a fine line, and you're trying to you kind of build it up as it goes along. And I think we've done that pretty well this winter. I haven't really had any days where I've been shut down for 3 or 4 days because I feel so bad, and I think that's been a good sign, and that's been encouraging for me, and hopefully it continues that way.
When it feels bad, what does it feel like?
Well, it's a fogginess, headaches, terrible headaches, and just not feeling like doing anything. It's just feeling slowed down. It's hard to, if you haven't been through it, it's hard to understand what it means, but it's just almost like you're a step behind everybody else, and makes it difficult to try and hit a 90 or a 95 mile an hour fastball, that's for sure. So it's one of those things that hopefully get to spring training and put it all behind us and not have to worry about it anymore.
When you got back to and playing last season before the injury started, were you completely symptom free? Did you ever have any after effects or some sort of lag experiences where you'd get some of the symptoms come in after a game or?
I think once the season started, I think I was pretty good. I think the fatigue was a big thing, whether or not it was not being able to prepare normally in the winter or it's one of the effects that you can have from a concussion. It's hard to say. It seemed like I got tired a lot quicker than I normally would or that type thing, but whether or not that was directly related with a concussion, it's hard to say. But, when I kind of shut everything down when I had the neck surgery in June and I came back, I was feeling as good as I'd felt, and I was real hopeful that it was all behind me, but kind of another weird thing happens and end up getting another one and kind of lingered after that. But when I was playing last year, I think the head was good. So
the knee, the wrist, the neck.
The list is it's good. Everything's kind of expected where it should be. The wrist is a little more than 3 months out post surgery, and that was kind of it's been my biggest limiting factor, and it's probably been the best for me actually, because it slowed me down from moving too quickly and doing too much and maybe not feeling as good as I do right now. So It's everything's good. Everything's all the surgical stuff. I expect that all to be 100% for spring training. And I guess the last thing is just to see how my body reacts to doing baseball activities, and then how it reacts to being there in spring training, going through the games, going through that grind, and seeing how that goes. But you know, I'm pretty optimistic right now that it should be good.
Last time you can remember feeling the way you'd want to feel, like even baseball-wise, being ready, having that physical base you'd want to have. Are we going back to 2008 at that point? Or?
No, 2010. I was feeling good. Yeah, it was before the concussion. I was feeling good. I had a pretty good routine going. Everything was kind of where I wanted it to be. And that's life. But in the last couple of weeks, I've started to I'm able to do a lot more, and I feel strong and starting to feel like getting back to my old self and able to just get through every day normally, which has been a step. Before, it was not being able to just get through doing everyday normal stuff, and now I feel pretty good day to day, and that's the first step, and now feeling good every day playing baseball, and I'm hopeful that that's going to be the case.
As you go through your daily workouts, is there someone there to kind of be a break on how far you go, or is that something you do yourself?
Yeah, a lot of it comes from my feedback, but it also comes from a physical therapist I work with out in Arizona. He also works for the Arizona Cardinals there, so he's seen a lot of concussion stuff firsthand, and he's been in contact with the doctors, and he knows how I am and how hard I want to work, and he tries to limit me as much as he can, and he's working out. He's there monitoring the workouts every day. He puts a program together, and with it's tied in with all the rehab and all that stuff I'm doing with the foot and knee and wrist and all the rest of that stuff. He keeps a pretty close eye on it. And if something's not feeling right, I'll let him know, and we'll kind of back off. But for the most part, I think we've gone about it the right way and just sort of tried to build it up slowly, knowing that from when I first went in to see him in October post-surgery, that we knew that we had until April. The goal was being ready April 6th, opening day. And obviously, spring training is important, and you want to be ready, but the real goal is being healthy and being ready to play baseball on opening day, and that's been our goal all along, and he's been able to slow me down when he's needed to. So,
Brett Fisher?
Yeah.
Justin, when spring training does come around and the Grapefruit League games start, if you're getting into that action, are you going to be able to dial it back a little bit, as in, not going hard to break up double plays or shy away from a contact that can be avoided since it's only the Grapefruit League? Or do you think once you're between the lines, you're between the lines?
Well, I think if I'm healthy enough to be out there, I can't see myself playing the game anyway other than what I know how. And that's hard. That's whether it's spring training or not, you want to play the game right. And if that means breaking up double plays, or if it means, diving for balls or whatever it is, I think I only know one way to play, and I'm hopeful that when game time comes that I'm able to play the way I know how to play and what's made me a successful player in the big leagues, and hopefully that's the case, and like I said, I'm optimistic that that's going to be the case. So.
How much are you looking forward to getting scrummed like this and talking about pennant races and ball games and, winning MVPs, as opposed to talking about going through the laundry list of everything that's been wrong with you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Once you get down to spring training and hopefully get those questions answered early and just move on with just being a baseball player and just being out there and just being a member of the Minnesota Twins and just being a guy that's happy to be able to play baseball and it'll be nice when that's over. Obviously, it'll never be over, because it's always something that it'll follow me, knowing how much time I've missed with the concussion and how much of an issue it is now, especially in hockey and football, and how you kind of get associated with certain sports. You see Sidney and remember Eric Lindros, and you see guys that you think concussion and you kind of associate with that, and whether or not I can control that, whatever, but I'll look forward to when it's just mostly about baseball. So
that point, but I mean, being a hockey fan, you obviously know how much that's in the public consciousness of hockey here in all levels with the concussions. And baseball made some strides last year with the new protocol. But what's your take on how baseball in general handles concussions? I mean, do you think it's enough, there's enough knowledge about it within the game, or is it taken seriously enough? Because I mean, you'd probably be the biggest name to ever have dealt with these kinds of issues.
I think, I mean, even if you ask the doctors that deal with the concussions, they say there's still so much unknown. You know, there's so many things that they don't know yet, even about, they say 5-10 years from now, the things that we'll know about concussions and treating them and dealing with them and diagnosing and all the rest of it, it'll change. So, you know, it's kind of filters down from the doctors, their knowledge, and you know, the teams, I think our team's learned a lot over it, you know, over the last 2 years. And you know, it's one of those things that I think when you look at a guy like Derek Boogaard, and a guy that's 30 years old and has degenerative, you know, brain issues, that I think it's a serious issue. And I think when you see something like that, it kind of should wake everybody up and let you know that these are real issues, and there is long-term damage, and that's the thing that we're protecting. You know, we're not doing it just for the sake of doing it. We're doing it for long-term health, and you know, I think baseball's taken big strides in that direction with diagnosing and with the 7-day DL and making sure guys are ready to play before they go out there. And you know, I think hockey's done, you know, made great strides, and you know, I think we'll continue to learn more, and hopefully it'll benefit kids, and you won't see, you know, 25, 30-year-old kids and with, you know, a lot of long-term brain issues. So
they've introduced the new helmet with the CBA that goes in next year. Would that have helped your situation, or is that just for about getting hit by pitches?
It's hard to say. I don't know. The ratings of the new helmets compared to the old helmets are, I think it's night and day difference, you know, the protection level and all the rest of it. So I don't know. Who knows? It's impossible to say, you know, whether or not, I don't know, maybe. Hopefully the fact that a new helmet comes in, it'll help someone avoid it in the future. I don't know. It's one of those questions that can't really go back in time and, you know, what if, you know, so.
You mentioned there were points over the winter where it was more, I always want to live a normal life, not worry about baseball. Second time around, did those feelings intensify at all, those thoughts?
I think I was more at ease knowing, letting it be, you know, its own thing, knowing that I've done everything that I possibly can, taking the right amount of rest, seen the right doctors, you know, gotten second opinions, done everything that I can possibly do to try and be able to play baseball, and knowing that it's got its own timeline, and I think that kind of helped going through it. And so it's day to day. I think I started feeling a lot better a lot earlier too than I did the year before. So it's kind of, I think that helped. But yeah, and I think I'm able for the most part to do day to day stuff, you know, with my daughter and family stuff and all the stuff that's important. And you know, you kind of get a different perspective on things of, you know, what's going to be done after baseball's done, and that's family, and you know, I'm able to do that stuff now, and that's a good feeling.
You must have had moments though when you were just downright scared.
Yeah, frustrated, scared. I mean, the emotions that go through it when, you know, when something you fear is going to be taken away that you love is it's pretty intense. It's pretty difficult to deal with sometimes, but you know, I try and have a perspective on it that, you know, I've been to the children's hospital many times, and things that aren't fair are a 7-year-old kid with cancer or something like that. And you learn not to feel sorry for yourself. You learn that there's people that are a lot worse off than you are. And you know, as scary as it is and you know, as uncertain as it is, you kind of remember that you still have it pretty good, and you're still able to wake up in the morning. You're still able to, you know, hold your daughter. You're still able to, you know, do the things that you need to do. And you know, I think my perspective on that's definitely changed over the years. And I think hopefully going forward, I'll be able to continue to feel how lucky I am to be able to do what I do. So.
Your daughter, one and change?
15 months, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got our little plastic set of golf clubs, and Dad got her a little tee for Christmas, so she's all over the place. It's fun. So. Yep.
Oh, yeah. So
it's good.
If I could ask something that has nothing to do with any of this stuff, but baseball related, the Blue Jays broke in a new first baseman last year in Adam Lind, and the story of his season, part of it was that they said that he'd worn down from the physical toll of playing the position, that he really wasn't sure what he was getting into in spring training. As a guy who's done it for years, can you take us through a little bit that physical toll of playing first base?
It's just, it's different. You know, you're doing, especially even in spring training, you take 50, 60 ground balls, you're doing 50 or 60 squats and you know, just different things that you're not used to doing. And you know, you're throwing it, I don't know, you're throwing ground balls across the infield, but you're still doing more than when you're either hitting off the tee or you're in the cage or you're sitting on the bench watching the game. You know, DHing compared to playing a position is a lot different. And hopefully he learns from that for his sake. But, you know, it's one of those things where I was a catcher coming up, so the move to first to me was a lot easier than, you know, going the other way, which is a lot more difficult. But, you know, the thing I learned about DHing, you know, from Jim Thome, who's done it for a while, is you prepare the same way you would to play a game. You know, like you're playing first base, you do your work, you warm up, and then, you know, he's in there and he's making sure his legs stay strong. He's trying to stay in the game, and he's doing other things. He's doing extra, not just going up there, taking your four at-bats and doing that. And I think that kind of helps your legs stay strong. So I've been fortunate to be around guys like that to learn the DHing just isn't going up there and hitting four times. There's a lot of work that goes into it. So